You're listening to SBS News.
It's the chant of a group of people preparing to go home to New Caledonia for a historic independence referendum which could create a new Pacific nation next door to Australia. New Caledonia holds a strategic position as a French territory with military headquarters in the Pacific, and Caledonians will be asked on Sunday if they want to, as it's termed, accede full sovereignty and become independent. Charles Weah is an Indigenous New Caledonian, known as a Kanak, studying in Melbourne.
We want to build one new society, one new country, and to set up effectively a new relationship with France, because we cannot accept anymore the French colonialism in New Caledonia.
Charles Weah is a member of the independence movement FLNKS, the Kanak and Socialist National Liberation Front. He travels on a French passport for now.
So this is a French and European passport, and I'm waiting for a new Kanaki New Caledonia passport, but I hope that this one will be the last one.
But some Caledonians of French descent living and working in Australia have concerns about what a yes to independence would mean. Louise Vignol is a Caledonian studying in Sydney.
France support us a lot for everything, and if they're not here anymore, we're just going to drop and it would be like Vanuatu, and I think it would be poor.
Jean-Baptiste, a Caledonian filmmaker based in Sydney, says he's got mixed emotions.
I think there's a lot of uncertainty in terms of what will happen after the vote, you know, regardless of the result.
The French territory is a two-hour flight east of Brisbane, closer than Vanuatu, Fiji or the Solomon Islands. Australia currently shares a maritime boundary with France, a nuclear-armed permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. Former Australian Consul General to New Caledonia, Denise Fisher, now an academic at the Australian National University, says clearly that the French connection has been valuable for Australia.
Any Australian strategic analyst would see the benefits in having a Western ally and global leader present in the South Pacific, especially as we face geostrategic change with China coming into the region.
After 165 years under French rule, New Caledonia's Kanaks are a disadvantaged minority in their own country. They number less than half the total population of 270,000 people. The bloody suppression of a Kanak uprising in the 1980s led to France agreeing to three independence referendums. Charles Weah says he has high hopes for this, the first.
We took almost 30 years to prepare. As Kanak people, we are ready to get the independence in terms of economic, in terms of social, in terms of cultural.
If the answer is yes, New Caledonia will transition to independence. If it's no, two more referendums can be held before 2022. A vote for independence would mean New Caledonia losing billions of dollars in French subsidies and France's military clout. But New Caledonia has the world's largest nickel reserves, seen as the economic basis of a future sovereign state. Denise Fisher from the ANU says the indications are New Caledonia's future will be decided over the course of the three referendums.
There have been a number of polls, and indications would suggest that for this first vote at least, the answer is likely to be a no.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.